My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to maximize your engagement on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, B2B channel, organic reach is super strong right now. And Neil and I want to give a couple of tips because especially those of you doing B2B, I think it's going to be a nice channel for maybe the next, I don't know, organic reach will be strong for the next 1 to 2 years or so. So Neil, you want to go first?
Yeah. And LinkedIn, their organic reach has been dying down over the years. It's still strong, Eric mentioned, but it has been dying down and eventually it'll become like most social networks is my guess. But if you want to really maintain really strong engagement, the key is build a network of other LinkedIn people who will comment within the first few hours or day of any content that you post. And they leave a comment that is super engaging that'll get a lot of likes or shares or votes, because that'll cause it where all their followers will start seeing it. And then your content gets way more engagement, starts going more viral. That's the key to LinkedIn's algorithm.
Yep. And building on that, if you're looking to get more comments, sometimes asking a question is good enough. Or, I mean, some people try to stir the pot on LinkedIn. And so, look, you can stir the pot and then also ask a question. And then people are just kind of arguing with each other. And then so it just keeps building and stacking. And then your post just keeps, you know, appearing at the top. You can certainly do that. So you can go for controversy. You can ask questions. You can ask people, for example, a couple of weeks ago, we were looking for someone on the team. I said, hey, who's the best marketer that you know? Who's the best SEO that you know? And then people just started tagging a bunch of people. And I basically incentivized it too. I said, hey, I'll give you a couple $1,000 if we make the hire. So a lot of different ways to do it. You got to think about how can I get more comments? That's one thing. And then before I pass it to Neil, another thing you could do, which is not recommended by these social channels, but hey, it still works, is you can have a pod of your friends. I have a lot of friends that every once in a while, they'll send me like a LinkedIn post. They want me to like it, whatever. And if you have a company and you have people on your team, you can probably get people on your team to help upvote at the same time. Because everyone's, or upvote, comment, engage in general, because we're all remote now. It's not like the algorithms can see that it's like, you know, I don't know, the same IP addresses coming from, you know, one office.
Dude, you know, it's hilarious because we have like 459 employees. So we used to do it when people were in our office and it didn't work because of that reason. And then I tried it out quite a few times once we started going remote. And this was 6 months after COVID. And I'm like, holy crap, excuse my language. But I was like, this works again, you know, but it was because of the different IP addresses. And I figured that out really fast. And I was just like, all right, let me keep doing it. What I found though, and I don't know how hard coded this is, if the same people keep liking, or maybe it's because their job title showed that they work at the same company as me, it's not as effective as it was, let's say, close to a year ago.
It's probably not hard to filter against that. So, yeah. What else you got?
Videos work better than, you know, just text, short lines. So if you're going to write text in your descriptions and your posting, one sentence blurbs that make people want to read more. So that way they like click that read more or show me more. That really helps with the algorithm as well. You can upload like a PDF, like multiple like carousels, right? Like different files or a file with multiple swipes. That helps too, because that's causing engagement. But those are some of the things that we do.
Yeah, the PDFs actually work better from what I've seen versus the videos. The other thing I'll say is to kind of prevent the whole, you know, same titles, same IP address uploading over and over, what you can do is you can hit your email list. If you have the luxury of an email list or SMS, if you have other channels and you think you've put out something really amazing on LinkedIn, then go ahead and do that, right? Make use of the assets that you already have. Neil's done a great job of kind of growing his YouTube by using his email list as well. So Neil, I don't think you have anything else, right?
Nope, that's it. Make sure you rate, review this podcast and
marketingschool.io/jobs, J-O-B-S, for our jobs board if you want a marketing job or you want to post a marketing job. Catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.